This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Australia will see its second largest city locked down late Thursday, bring the total number of Australians under stay-at-home orders to around 12 million. State Premier Dan Andrews says Melbourne and the rest of Victoria will join Sydney in a, quote, hard and fast lockdown as Australia battles an outbreak of the Delta variant. It will begin shortly before midnight local time on Thursday and last 5 days. The country's largest city, Sydney, is already in its fourth week of lockdown after the virus spread from overseas aircraft workers in mid-June. Australia had widely been considered an example for its early handling of the pandemic and successful quote-unquote COVID-zero strategy, but a painfully slow vaccine rollout has left just 10% of Aussies protected as many other developed nations are starting to reopen. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach said Thursday there was, quote, zero risk of games participants infecting Japanese residents with COVID-19 as cases hit a six-month high in the host city. He says Olympic athletes and delegations have undergone more than 8,000 coronavirus tests, resulting in just 3 positive cases. Those cases have been placed in isolation, and their close contacts are also under quarantine protocols, according to Bach. Just over a week before the July 23rd opening ceremony, Tokyo reported more than 1,300 new COVID-19 infections on Thursday, its highest daily tally since late January. Postponed last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Summer Olympics have little public support in Japan amid widespread fears about a further spread of the coronavirus. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The European Union's top court said Thursday companies may ban Muslim employees from wearing a headscarf under certain conditions in a ruling on 2 cases brought by women in Germany who were suspended from their jobs for wearing one. The issue of the hijab, the traditional headscarf worn around the head and shoulders, has caused controversy across Europe for years and underlined sharp differences over integrating Muslims. The EU court decided bans were possible if justified by the employer's need to present a neutral image towards customers or to prevent social disputes. However, the court says that justification must correspond to a genuine need on the part of the employer. It will now be up to national courts to have the final say on whether there was any discrimination. At least 19 people have died and dozens of people are missing in Germany after heavy flooding turned streams and streets into raging torrents, sweeping away cars and causing some buildings to collapse. Police in a western city said about 50 people were trapped on roofs of their houses awaiting rescue. Germany and neighboring countries have seen heavy rainfall in recent days, causing widespread damage. At least 2 people were also reported killed in Belgium. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday welcomes German Chancellor Angela Merkel to the White House for what is likely to be her last official visit. The veteran German leader is expected to discuss the coronavirus pandemic, the rise of China, and a Russian gas pipeline that Washington opposes. She will meet with Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and other senior U.S. officials. After 16 years of dealing with Merkel, many officials in Washington and elsewhere are wondering what course Germany might take after the next election. But German political experts say the longtime chancellor, who has dealt with 4 U.S. presidents in her time, will seek to assure them that there won't be a huge shift. And China said on Thursday it will send a team to Pakistan to help investigate a blast on a bus that killed 13 people, including 9 Chinese workers, after it backed away from an earlier claim the explosion was a bomb attack. Wednesday's blast sent the bus crashing into a ravine in northwest Pakistan, where Chinese engineers have for several years been working on hydroelectric projects. China is a close ally and major investor in neighboring Pakistan, and various anti-Pakistani government militants have in the past attacked Chinese projects. Beijing on Wednesday had called the blast a, quote, bomb attack, but Pakistan said a mechanical failure caused a gas leak that led to the explosion. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.